This episode is presented by Invest Puerto Rico. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Equity is brought to you by ExtraCrunch, that prodigious TechCrunch paywall you keep running into. You can break through that paywall at a steep discount if you use the promo code EQUITY. If you do, you'll get access to our best stuff, and you'll make equity look really good internally at the same time. Enough of that, let's start the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Equity's Monday episode. This is our weekly primer where we catch up on the news and, as always, explore the numbers behind the headlines. It is June 7th, 2021, and we are back for a full summer week, which of course means that it is going to be a very busy one. Apple's WWDC developer event kicks off today and runs through Friday. Also this week, recent IPO UiPath will report earnings for what I think is the first time since it went public. U.S. stocks are mixed but largely flat ahead of the open this morning. EU stocks were up just a smidgen, while Asian stocks were mostly mixed this morning. The stock market, however, was not the only thing being calm. Major cryptocurrencies have largely been flat in the last 24 hours, moving by, say, a couple of single-digit percentage points. Now, do not forget to take the equity survey that we have had out for a couple of days. It is over on our Twitter page. It's attached to the last few podcast posts on TechCrunch. I tweeted it out this morning, so please, please, fill it out and tell us what you'd like to hear more of or less of on the show. We're going to do this each and every year to make sure that you have a voice. And with that, let's begin. All right, so the weekend. Now the weekend, this is fun. From the electric car front, Elon Musk has announced that a supercharged version of its Model S car, the Model S Plaid Plus, won't come out. However, the Model S Plaid will, and he says it's kind of good enough. And frankly, not to agree with Elon Musk so early on a Monday morning, but the Model S Plaid can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 2 seconds, has 1,000 horsepower, costs around $113,000, so, you know, that's probably enough. Also over the weekend, Nigeria ramped up its ban of Twitter. After the nation's government gave Big Tweet the boot last Friday, ISPs got to work blocking the service. Then, according to The Guardian, lots of folks just started to use VPNs to access the service. Which is precisely what I would do, because Twitter is life. Anyway, over the last couple of days, the Nigerian government vowed to crack down on those getting around its ban, which of course won't work, but it does largely show how increasingly autocratic governments have somewhat two ways to approach the internet, one of which appears to be to suffocate it, a la China, turning their internet into an intranet, or it's to lose the battle with open information. And I suspect this anti-Twitter push will wind up in camp two. All right, this morning, we are going to flip the script and talk about two different things, one of which is e-commerce and one of which is about nerds in space. And on the script flipping point, how about Flipkart, which could raise more than $3 billion in an upcoming funding round? Now, sure, Walmart owns most of Flipkart, but why shouldn't it raise a huge pile of money? The Indian e-commerce market is hot and everyone wants a piece of a leading player. And as you already guessed, SoftBank is part of the capital pool that could put money into Flipkart. Though according to Bloomberg, the money will also come from sovereign wealth funds. Now, here's the thing that I really care about. At what price are they going to put in this $3 billion? Well, number is about $40 billion, which means that for $3 billion, they will get far less than 10% of the company. That is very expensive. Now, you can just chalk this deal up to the sheer scale of the global e-commerce market and the acceleration thereof in the last 18 months, but it's still an enormous check and one to pay attention to. And then this morning, it was announced that Jeff Bezos is going to space. Yes, Jeff is going up. Here is TechCrunch's Daryl Etherington. Jeff Bezos is going to be one of the passengers on his spaceflight company Blue Origin's first ever human space launch on July 20th. The Amazon founder announced the news via his Instagram on Monday morning, revealing that his brother Mark will also be coming along for the ride. Bezos and his brother will join the winner of an online auction Blue Origin is currently hosting, which currently stands at $2.8 million, as the highest bidder for that seat. Now, I had a lot of thoughts about this and a whole bunch of jokes that I told my wife while we were making coffee, and she told me not to tell them. So I leave all the humor to you. Jeff, good luck. All right, funding rounds two this morning, both of which are very, very fun. The first one is Truly You. T-R-U-L-I-O-O. Truly You. Anyways, it has put together a $394 million Series D. The new capital values the Canadian online identity verification service at about $1.75 billion, according to VentureBeat. Now, Trulioo calls itself a regulatory tech or reg tech company. What that means in this case is that it provides an API to companies around the world to provide them with identity verification, business verification, and similar services, which is apparently a big darn deal because you don't raise that kind of money at that kind of price unless you have a big business. And as VentureBeat kind of notes, you can chalk up this latest deal to the accelerating digital transformation we've talked so much about in the last couple of quarters. And of course, a lot of VCs want to put dollars down on that particular wager. So we're seeing capital in this case from TCV, Amex Ventures, Citi Ventures, Moral Capital, Bloomberg Capital, and probably, we presume, others. Next up, we have Canzoon, which is going public in the United States. Now, who is that? Well, Canzoon is a Chinese company that owns Boss Zpin, a recruiting app that is popular in the country. Now, this IPO stood out to me for a couple of reasons. First, that the U.S. third quarter IPO market is heating up as expected, with the number of filings dropping in recent weeks that should make the domestic July through September IPO period nice and active. And that we're still seeing Chinese companies pursue liquidity on the U.S. markets. Forget the fact that China's government is increasingly burning bridges abroad while suppressing its population at home and committing genocide in Xinjiang. The capital markets are still nice and cross-border. TechCrunch will peek at the IPO docs later today and report on them if that is your jam. We'll see you over on the blog. All right, now, before we go, a small programming note that I am off next week, so please enjoy some extra time with Danny and Natasha and Grace and Chris. They are simply amazing, and I love each and every one of them. Also, please do take our survey. We're already past kind of that three-figure response mark, but we'd love to treble what we currently have to make sure that we're getting a good sample of y'all and your hopes, dreams, desires, and more. And with that, that is our show. Make sure to come hang out on Wednesday for our deep dive and Friday for our news roundup. We are on Twitter at EquityPod, or I am on Twitter at Alex, if you want to come and say hello. But in the meantime, you are gorgeous. You're going to have a good week. We care about you, and we'll talk to you soon. So chat then. Bye.